good day to all of you poker aficionados out there. We are Cap Golden. They call me the Grouch.
I am the Tea Builder.
And I'm Fish.
You are listening to Kube Radio, Metro Manila's first and only podcast dedicated to poker.
We have a great show in store for you today, so sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
We want to greet all our friends out there, namely A55 Poker, Poker Filipinas, Papa, JG Poker, Pitboss Group, and to Brian, Migs, and Cass. We know you're listening right now.
Again, for those of you who don't know us, we're Cap Holdem. We're a bunch of guys with a lot of spare time on our hands, hopes of making a small contribution to our growing poker community.
We'd like to thank all of you listeners who tuned into our first episode, our great pilot episode. We had lots of fun doing it, and I hope you had lots of fun listening to us. For today's topic involves the misconceptions of poker.
Misconceptions about poker. Hey, the Grouch, can you tell me about the misconceptions that you've encountered about poker?
Well, for me, there are two things. One is every time I talk to a friend, then I ask him or her if she plays poker. The response that I get is, "Nah, I don't play poker. I don't know how to bluff kasi." So I think that's the biggest misconception that I get. They think poker is just all about bluffing.
Yeah, same here. I've also encountered a couple of my friends telling me that they can't bluff, and that's the reason why they don't play poker, because don't know how to bluff. And
basically they say, "Nah, I don't have a poker face," or stuff like that, you know.
Mostly what they see in Hollywood or what they see in the movies, right? But they think that it's all about gambling. And I think even on TV, that's what they see on TV. They think it's all about bluffing, right? That's what they see on TV.
Yes, yeah, so you're right on the money there, Tilter. I think that TV poker really
TV poker is kaput.
Yeah, TV poker is I can't say the word.
Kaput.
Wait, can we be controversial here? Can we say, what is this? Is this R18 or
no.
R13?
No, but
there's no rating.
No.
So we can say
they can shut us down.
They can't shut us down. So we can say that TV poker is fucked up.
Yes.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
It's full of horse crap.
But I think we should let our listeners know why we say such things.
Why?
I don't know. What's our angst? Our angst against TV poker and the Hollywood poker scene.
I guess I have no act. Wait, let's make the TV poker thing clear. I guess it's not TV poker is just doing its job in doing the role.
It's entertaining.
Yes, to promote entertainment to the people that don't actually play much poker or have seen poker for the first time in their lives. And I think that it's the people that have these misconceptions about TV poker, and it's not TV poker's fault. Agree?
I agree. So, you know, problem with TV poker is they'll only show you scenes from a given tournament that will arouse people's curiosity, and
usually this is the final table.
Yeah, the final table where you usually see
the most action.
Yeah, a certain poker pro goes like all in with seven deuce or seven offsuit, something like that,
or pretentious Mac's favorite hand, 2-4 offsuit.
Yes, exactly. So now the folks back at home watching thinks that, hey, that was a great move, because he bluffed the guy off a big
pot out of his pants.
Yeah, so,
and maybe I can do that in my next home game.
What, bluff?
No, I mean, go all in with 6-10. And then the guy will go, "I went all in because I saw Gus Hansen do it one time at the World Poker Tour."
Basically, that's one of the biggest misconceptions about poker.
I think we should like clear that misconception.
Yeah, we should clarify that.
Should clarify that.
No, it's not. It's a myth, but it's not totally untrue.
Yeah, you do bluff in poker.
Yeah, there are certain aspects in the game where bluffing is an essential part, but I don't think it's the main reason why people play poker.
Or I don't think you can win a poker tournament or a poker game just by bluffing.
Look at Gus Hansen. Just if the rumors are true, right? What we
he's on a plane to all you, Denmark.
To all you listeners out there who don't know what Tilter and the Grouch are talking about, rumor has it that Gus Hansen,
the great Dane,
the people's champion of bluffing and gambling, is said to be broke. So we don't know why
he's his broke. Bags are packed now. He's ready to go.
Okay. So let's go back to bluffing. Bluffing is an essential part of the game, and it's one of the tools that you use to win a poker game. But it's not what you do. It's not what poker is. So I think a more definite explanation of this would be Grouch.
Yes, just like I said in my previous post, you have different tools when you play poker. You have betting, calling, raising, checking, and folding, and there's bluffing. You should learn how to use these tools to make you a winning player. It's not just bluffing that will make you a winning player. I can honestly say that if you bluff a lot, you'll tend to lose a lot.
Should we share to our listeners tips or on how to go about the early stages of how they can appreciate the game more by playing certain hands? Don't get us wrong, guys.
Let's wait for Pretentious Mike to teach us how to bluff and
he's the expert.
Yeah, he's the best man.
No, but I mean, yeah. Aside from the great Pretentious Mike, how about the I think it would be nice to share with the listeners what you've read, what we've read from and read and learned through books and
from our experience playing some hardcore cards throughout the months. Like for me personally, I only bluff when I see opponent's weakness. If he shows a sign of weakness, then I'm willing to make him gamble.
Well, I'm a disciple of Pretentious Mike. I look for tells, like the earlobe tell. His famous earlobe tell.
Earlobe tell.
I look for tells, like the great Pretentious Mike. I see, when I see them, you know, uncomfortable, and I see them, you know, when I know deep down, you know, it's that intangible thing you know that your opponent is weak, is playing weak, and is bluffing.
On the other hand, unlike these two guys, I don't bluff. I only play real hands.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Anyway, I think I'd like to share with our new listeners or to the people that are new to the game. These are some tips that you might find helpful to you guys. Who are just like starting to play the game,
yes,
that have no idea of what to do when holding ace king or 7-8 suited or
some
trash hands such as 8-3, you know, things like that. But I guess the one thing I can say is you have to start playing tight aggressive.
It all starts with hand selection.
Okay.
It all starts with hand selection.
Like our resident Zen master Tilter would say, if life gives you lemons, pick lemonades. So don't overplay or overextend the ability of your cards. If you're a beginner, just play the card as they come. Don't
just play any hand.
Yeah,
any hand that comes your way.
I think before I can still remember when I was playing, and I usually think about how much to raise when I have a good hand or when I'm trying to represent a good hand. I really I had a hard time getting the right amount to raise with.
Over betting or under betting?
Because sometimes it might, when you raise, sometimes it's not really a scary raise that would thin the field and lessen your opponents, but
I guess you get that through experience, right? Getting the right mix.
I think there's some pros follow a certain range to a certain rule, if you may, to when raising good hands or when raising their hands. I think it's a x3 to x5.
Yeah, if you have a real premium hand, you raise.
You want to raise it.
Yeah, and you should raise it
by varying
the amount you bet from 3 times the big blind to 5 times the big blind.
Yes, and the blinds, because your raise should be in relation to the blinds. It should be in relation to the blinds, because let's say when the blinds are 10-20 and you'd want to raise your pocket queens, let's say. I don't think you'll get any action if you raise it to 300 or even 1,000 or with 300. If you raise your pocket queens to 300,
most probably people would.
Would fold, and all is left for you are the blinds.
Yeah, but later in the rounds, you know, when the blinds are like 200-400, then you raise it 400. I mean, that's
weak. Yeah, this is a really good tip to the people new to the game, because recently I've played with a couple of my friends and my cousins, and I really said sometimes there's weak raises and sometimes there's strong raises that you really can't call, and I think
without them knowing it, right?
Yeah, I think they don't know that
they're not aware
that they should raise in relation to the blinds. So I think to the new guys out there, I think that's a good tip that you should that you should use.
Yeah, because sometimes the blinds are really big already, and then you raise it just double the big blind. It comes out scary, right? But it's not.
Guys, bottom line, poker's not bluffing, bitch.
Okay, now let's go to another misconception about poker, because a lot of people think that poker is gambling.
So I hear this a lot. Like, again, when I talk to a friend of mine, and he goes like, "Uy, pare, nagpo-poker ka pala. Shit, pare, gambling yan. I don't gamble." Another misconception.
But you want to translate that into...
All right, let me...
English. In English, please.
Dude, you play poker... But it's gambling.
And that's it's a close
sorry, dude, I don't gamble.
Tilter, can you give us a definition of what gambling is?
Gambling, according to the Encarta dictionary, is it's a noun. Gambling is a noun.
gambling.
Gambling. Yeah, it's 2 syllables. It's betting money. Or playing games of chance, or betting in the hope of winning money.
Alright, so let's see if poker will fall under the category of gambling. Playing games of chance. Yes.
Is poker a game of chance?
Yes.
Okay.
Somehow. Betting in the hope of winning money.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, somehow true. So, poker is gambling.
Yes. Okay.
But in what sense? In what sense? That's what we're here to talk about right now.
I think it's a good idea to let our listeners know about our points of view on gambling and how poker is gambling.
What separates it from other gambling games?
What part of poker is gambling and what part of poker is not gambling?
Like all casino games, right? You have blackjack, you have backgammon.
Guys, wait, let's hold up. We have a guest straight from Cuba.
My name is Tony. Tony Montana. Coño! You call this a poker blind?
Easy, man.
Hey, Tony! Tony!
Easy, where, Tony!
Where's my yayo, Tony?
We're just doing our jobs, man. Come on, up.
I'd like to say hello to your little friend.
Okay, I think I'm
back to what we were talking about.
What Tilter was saying a while ago before our
Mr. Tony
out of the room. I think
being pretentious, Mike's not here.
Yeah. I think he would get shot.
So what is gambling? I mean, is poker really gambling, like blackjack, baccarat, roulette, craps, or like even sports betting? Is it in the same category as those?
No.
Why?
Because with those kinds of game, you play against the house. As they say, you're bound to lose.
Are I think our listeners are really familiar about the line, "The house always wins." And it is really true. But the thing is, do our listeners know why the house always wins? I think we have to let our listeners know about the casino games being house-edged games. What I mean by being a house-edged, a casino game being a house-edged game, basically means that the player is unfavorable to win.
The house has the edge.
Basically, that's it.
It has the control. That's most of the control.
And the house edge is a small percentage that you can compute using simple mathematics, and the players are unaware of this. But in the long run, if you multiply the times that a casino player would play blackjack, baccarat, roulette, craps, slots, you name it, whatever casino game. In the long run, if you multiply the number of games and the number of wagers that one casino player makes in a game, he will be always the underdog. And that's why the house will always win in the end. You might win a certain night.
Yeah, you feel lucky.
You'll feel good about it. You'll feel like you know what you're doing.
Yeah.
But just like peeling your cards and adding up the numbers if they're 8 or 9.
So, what's the difference between these kinds of games and poker?
As in
specifically Texas Hold'em.
Yes. Poker is not a house-edged game because you're not playing with a house, but you're playing with different people. And
in the same level as you.
Yes. You're chance. You all have the same chances of winning a poker game, and you make your own house edge, or you make your own edge. You
press we say that the same chance of winning. That's only in the in the card category, the card that you're dealt. But from what we're about to discuss, we're about to find out that not everybody has equal chance of winning because there's the skill factor.
The skill factor is very, very important in poker, and it is a part of the game. Skill is really
contrary to what people say. There is skill involved.
Yes.
What are the skills that we're talking about? So basically, the skills that we're talking about. What? I don't know.
Well, one skill is that.
Yeah, hand selection, knowing
when to raise, when to bet, when to call, when to fold.
That's the most important thing. When.
Yeah. What cards to play in a given position.
I think, Raj, you should share, or can you share the top 10 hands?
I won't.
No,
no. I read the book written by Phil Hellmuth, the poker brat. Then his advice for beginners is to play only the top 10 hands, which are ace-ace, king-king, queen-queen, jack-jacks, 10-10s,
9-9s,
8-8s, 7-7s,
ace-king,
and ace-queen.
Suited?
Yes, both ace-king, both suited and
unsuited.
Unsuited and ace-queen suited.
Okay.
So there you go. You play those hands from every position you have in the table.
Chances are
you're gonna win.
Skill is an undeniable factor of poker, and we know this because why do we know this?
Why
do we know this, Grouch and Tilter?
Because we're poker brats. No, we're poker rats. We spend a lot of time playing poker. Basically, this there are a lot of skills that involves poker is just like playing basketball. You have a specialty, right? A power forward has a specialty. A center has a specialty, a role. With poker, you develop your own specialty. Like with Tilter, his specialty is
pseudo.
His pseudo tells.
Yeah,
he's the king of tells.
Yes, I think what the Grouch is trying to say is skill will always prevail against luck, and that's one thing you can't deny, right?
Yeah,
skill will always prevail.
It has a better
in a skill game in a game that does involve skill.
Why? Because with Texas Hold'em, you're not forced to play the cards that you've been dealt, unlike with baccarat or blackjack, you have no control of what's the cards been dealt. You have to bet. Unlike poker, if you see something like deuce five or something, you can fold it. That's the beauty of the game. You have control over the situation. You can fold.
Yeah, guys, I'd like to add a third dimension to your topic. It's not just, you know, skill and luck, but there's also a third dimension which not a lot of people realize. And from what I've read by this book by James McKenna, it's called Beyond Tells.
Zen Master.
The third dimension is attitude. Not a lot of people realize this, but your attitude towards the game and towards the way you play and to what is dealt to you. Yeah, that's a really big factor when you're playing poker.
I'd like to add to what Tilter said. The attitude that he's talking about is the winning attitude. I think that it is very important for all players, poker, basketball, whatever they're doing. It's important to have the winning attitude, because if you don't have that certain attitude, I don't think it's right for you to do what you are doing.
Yeah, that's the biggest edge you can develop in drafting.
And we just like to repeat that poker is gambling, but there's skill involved, and you have control on what you're doing. And it's unlike the casino games that make you the underdog while you're betting your allowance or your savings,
your salary,
whatever,
your car,
your Rolex,
your balls. Anyway, the same thing goes with sports betting. You know, sports betting is very popular nowadays since the NBA season is
underway.
And
so basically, poker's not gambling, bitch.
Okay, announcements.
Hello everybody.
Hey Pretentious Mike, you're back.
How are you doing?
Hey Pretentious Mike, we're fine, we're just doing our same old show.
I heard that Tony came.
Tony was here a while ago.
Yeah, did you meet him on the way?
Nope.
He was looking for you. He sounded really mad.
That's Tony. What's your topic for today?
Grudge, what's our topic today?
Well, we're just talking about...
Yo, pretentious!
Oi, Tony!
Tony! Hey, Tony, pretentious! Wait.
Come on, easy, man.
Easy, man.
It's Tony Montana!
Move away slowly, Tony. Don't...
No violence, this is a wholesome radio show, okay?
Sorry, call security.
Well, my name is Raja Mikhail. That's why you call me Pretentious Mike.
Alright.
So, Pretentious Mike, so what have you been up to these past few days?
Well, you know, I've been trying to rig the casino game.
Hey, Pretentious Mike, you sound different today. You have a cold or something?
No.
No.
I just ate a lot of curry.
So what happened to the So what happened to the cash game? Where did you play again? You don't like to say. Okay.
I can't reveal the exact name or the address of the establishment that I played, because you know, with the recent developments in the, you know, I might get raped, so I could see.
So anyway, Pretentious Mike, do you have anything to share with us today?
Anything you can teach our listeners?
Yes, our listeners, because we've been discussing
whether or not the misconceptions about poker. Oh yeah, all right. I'll give you tips. All right, if you play poker, never bluff Pretentious Mike.
How come?
I smell a bluff from a mile away, you know? Why? You know what?
Why?
I'm Indian. I don't eat cow. That's the key.
Okay, I think...
I hope we don't have Indian listeners.
What else? What else can you teach our listeners?
I can say the tricks of the trade, you know? It what makes me great, you know? If I tell you my secret, I'm no longer great.
Do you mean you're no longer pretentious?
Probably. I can't see.
So, I mean, okay, Pretentious Mike.
Whatever you say, Pretentious Mike. But
you three assholes. you three assholes are pretentious, not me. So I have to go. Stop wasting my time in this bullshit nonsense. Gotta go.
All right. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for
sharing.
Where's Tony?
What happened to Tony?
I think the security is trying to contain him.
I think
he's in the lobby.
I think they went out and
ate. Alright, now to Mercury. Announcements.
Okay, we have a couple of announcements to make. The airport casino game. The airport casino in Parañaque is currently
posting
cash games.
Spreading limits between
2040
to
5100 and 100,
yeah. 200. In layman's terms, to the people who don't understand what we're talking about,
there's if you want to play poker and you have money, you can go to the airport casino Parañaque and you can buy in for I don't know,
$500, the minimum for the 2040.
It's 500 pesos, and the maximum I think for the 2040 is,
yeah, if you're on a budget, you play the 2040. If you're like
if you're feeling lucky.
If you big pimpin', then play the 100-200 game. So if you're like Tony, you play the 100-200. If you're like pretentious Mike, you play the 2040.
And you have to rebuy for a couple of times, according to the hate mail.
Well, we'd like to warn you, if you see pretentious Mike, stay away.
Yes, and if you guys want some tips on the players you have to avoid at the airport casino, just email us and we'll email back to you the names and the pictures that players you have to avoid.
So, Mike and Tony.
Okay. And another announcement, hopefully next week this will push through. There's going to be a charity poker event hosted by a good friend of ours. It's for the PGH Cancer Ward. And I think the buy-in will be $1,000. It's going to be a 30-seater. It's going to happen next weekend. So watch out for that. And we'll keep you posted.
It's gambling. This one's for charity, so you might
gamble for a cost.
Yeah, gamble for a cost.
But don't worry, guys. There will be money up for grabs for sure. But it's going to be a charity poker event.
No. And let me make it clear, it's a 1,000 plus 100.
Yes, it's a 1,000 plus 100. 30-seater next week. So if you want to play, just let us know and we'll reserve seats for you. I'm just not sure how many seats I can give out, but just text us or just let us know.
Yeah, drop us a comment or a post at uberradio.blogspot.com.
Alright.
And you can email us at uberradiomanila@yahoo.com.
Alright. Or Yahoo Messenger, uberradiomanila. So you can shout us a holler.
Oh wait, I'd like to say hi to the ones that want to be mentioned on air. Hi to Tin and Car, Isa.
And again, to our fallen comrade, Goma.
And Tim, who else?
To my friend from the States, Brandon.
That's international.
Yeah, we're international. We have some listeners over at the US of A.
And to all the others, you know who you are.
Who else? I don't know, man.
So I guess that wraps up the whole show for today.
I hope you've enjoyed listening to Uber Radio. Again, you can visit us at uberradio.blogspot.com.
And please put your comments or your suggestions on what you want us to discuss
in the future.
And if you want some more tips, we'd be glad to help you out with that.
Yeah. Drop us a line.
Shout us a holler.
Okay.
Alright, they call me the Grouch.
I am Tipsy Tilter.
And I'm Fish, and you're listening to Uber Radio, your instant relief for bad beats.
Brought to you by Camp Holder. Every song I sing.